Welcome back to Lab Mouse Podcast. Today we're going to have fireworks in the background because we're recording the 4th of July because we're terrible at scheduling things. I'm here with Quite.
Hi.
And FPS Diesel.
Freedom Day, motherfuckers. Fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
Should have put 4th of July as the first topic.
We were bound to talk about it. It's the 4th of fucking... It's the 4th of July!
It's 4th of July! It's America Day, baby! It's the day of patriotism. It's America Day!
This is where we showed those damn Brits that their country sucks, okay?
As I said on Twitter, if I catch you being British on today, you will be eliminated on sight.
Think about this, though, right? If the UK just was like, you know what? We'll let your votes count, you know, when you guys vote. If they just did that, they would have the largest country... Like, one of the largest countries in the fucking world.
I'm sorry.
If they just let them vote.
Wait, which ones?
The UK.
True. Like, they'd have, like, a country spanning literally continents. Like, they'd have Australia, they'd have the entire US. No, they had the East Coast, at least, the original 13 colonies.
Yeah, they'd have way more land if they just was like, you know what, you can vote.
You can vote. Representation. You can have it. Fucking, like, man, if I swear to God, though, if I catch a single British person existing today, they're done for. Not on my watch.
Alright, since we started with the 4th of July, I think we should start with the earthquake first in California. So we're all gonna die at VidCon.
Oh, for sure. Easy.
Because
easy clap.
That fucking fault line's gonna explode.
Well, we don't know what's gonna happen. Let's be real here, guys.
Ever since I was in middle school, my science teachers would always tell me California is due for a big earthquake in the next 20 years because we haven't had one in so fucking long. And it's like, Those fault lines, they build up pressure and they just fucking explode. So I'm totally, well, not exactly like that, but I'm totally expecting there to be a massive earthquake in the next, like, at least 5 years.
Okay. Like, here, what even would happen during an earthquake? Like, you've lived in California, Brandon.
Yeah, I've been in a couple earthquakes, mainly small ones, but, like, what are you asking specifically?
What is an earthquake? I see the pictures, earth but it's like the Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson running from buildings and shit.
No, like, okay, so, like, imagine you're just sitting in your house and just stuff just starts shaking.
Uh-huh.
That's an earthquake.
Okay.
It's, like, literally it, though. Like, this way,
I haven't been in a bad one, as I just said.
Most earthquakes are, like, just the little... ones. Most earthquakes are just, like, the little fart ones, right? Where they're, like, and everything shakes a little bit.
Yeah, the one that actually happened in Cali was pretty bad. It was like a 6.4 magnitude, I think, which is pretty bad. Isn't the 9 the highest?
It was
isn't 10 the highest.
I thought like 10 was the top of the Richter scale.
I think the biggest earthquakes usually only hit around
Richter scale.
Yeah,
I don't think anything's hit a 10 before.
But I think it's either on the Richter magnitudes. It goes up to 9 and greater. But I don't think anything's ever gone above a 9.
That's probably why. So, yeah. I mean, we're probably going to die at VidCon.
Yeah, so there's like several million micro earthquakes a year. There's about 1 million minor 1 million minor in 100,000 3 to 3.9 level earthquakes. 10,000 to 15,000 light. 1,000 to 1,500 moderate. 100 to 150 a year strong, 10 to 20 major ones, one great one per year, and 1 9 or greater one every 10 to 50 years.
In the world?
Yeah, in the world.
That's a lot of fucking earthquakes.
It's a big place.
I know.
Yeah, like, when you think about it, most of the micro ones are ones that you can't even, like, fucking feel.
No,
I know
most
there was one in New York, not recently, but, like, long enough ago that I remember it happening. I didn't feel it because I, like, don't live in the city, but apparently people who lived in the city, like, felt an earthquake. Like, they're in the buildings and they're like, oh shit, the building's shaking. What
I remember
if it's one of those people again.
I remember, like, one time, like, when I was, it was in an earthquake, like, when I was younger, and, like, I just saw, like, the thing fucking, like, shaking on the table, and I got really scared. Like, I was about to fucking cry. Because I was like, am I gonna die?
What if they just all started at the same magnitude? And then they exploded?
What if the whole Earth
goes straight to your thighs, and then you'll blow up.
What if the whole Earth just, like, shook at once, dude, like a bowling ball?
Yeah, an asteroid hitting it would do that.
Video?
Yeah, if everybody jumped at the same time. Apparently it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, probably not.
Earth is a big place, and humans are very small.
I mean, like with California, though, California is, like, really earthquake-prone, and their cities are not built for it, like San Francisco, for example, it's built on such unstable land. If a big earthquake hit San Francisco, there'd be so much fucking damage.
Yeah, isn't the bay just like a fucking landfill where they just dump tractors and shit in there and built on top of it?
I forgot the exact land, but it was like a swamp, I think. I think it was
made
like
of garbage, and they have the audacity to charge $15 for a cup of coffee.
Let me look it up. What was San Francisco's foundation?
Son of a bitch, Hideo Kojima's retweeting Stranger Things 3 spoilers on my fucking timeline. Fucking,
are you serious?
Yes, I'm fucking serious. I don't know the context of it, but it's a spoiler because I haven't seen season 3.
You don't know the context. Is it really a spoiler?
I mean, yeah, because like you're on the lookout for it at that point.
I can't find it because it's not like a. They're just sending me different shit.
I wanted to do my fucking Stranger Things 3 purity run.
Here it is. Yeah, it's built on extremely weak and flimsy soil.
I can see that. Like most of I didn't have a joke there.
So it's like basically like all their buildings are on like really weak land. So like if there was an earthquake, they'd be fucked. Mainly San Francisco. I don't know about the other cities because I didn't live near them, but. Yeah, if a San Francisco hit California, there'd be a problem. I mean, that's true.
If an earthquake hit California,
it'd be a big problem.
If San Francisco separated from the body of California and then just flew right back into it, this would be catastrophic.
It would be, yeah.
This could be an extinction level event. You know, like you guys know, like
it
the fucking
fucking could be.
It's like the fucking plot of this is literally a plot of Age of Ultron, dude.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
Have you? What's the fucking volcano under Yellowstone? That's like if it blows up, it'll like destroy like it'll make half the earth uninhabitable, destroy like a fuckton of human population. Is that the name of the volcano? Just straight up Yellowstone.
I don't know if that's the name.
Because there's a volcano under the park that would like
there
if it blows
so
up.
There are so many fucking
the
things on this planet
volcano.
That could just murder us, like all of us.
Yeah. No. Just like straight up. And somehow we'll still be the, like, there's so many things that naturally occur in the world that could just fucking destroy the entirety of humanity, and we'll still be the ones to do it to ourselves. It's kind of fucking genius. That's
well,
how cool we are.
The chances of a lot of those things happening in our lifetimes are so slim.
In our lifetimes, but not humanity's lifetime.
Yeah, like, well, I don't give a shit about the rest of these dumb motherfuckers.
You're the one who tells
that's
me.
That's what the fucking boomers said about us, like, when they were like, who cares if we crash the housing market? I don't have to live with it.
Who cares if we start global warming?
I won't be around to deal with it.
That's the mentality that's going to get our kids killed, Diesel.
Listen, guys. Understand? Okay, people got up in a tizzy over a fucking cartoon frog. I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to save ourselves, all right?
What cartoon frog?
What do you mean, what cartoon frog? Pepe!
There's several cartoon frogs. There's Kermit, there's that boy.
Oh my god, there's a lot of cartoon frogs.
I was like, which one are you fucking talking about?
You gotta specify. There's a lot of these things.
Do frogs eat cockroaches?
Sad frog.
Probably big ones. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, a very large toad would eat
one. I mean, the cockroach is going to kill us anyways because there's some cockroaches in Germany that have a resistance to the best insecticides.
That's fucking terrifying.
Was that done in a lab, or was that, like, found out on the field?
Bitch, I don't know.
Well, you should know that if you're bringing the topic.
Yeah, if you're
going
to bring it up and
you
expect to have a spontaneous discussion.
Do you even have an article?
Like, do you even have things you want to talk about, bro?
Yeah, I want to talk about how cockroaches are going to take over the fucking world. That's what I want
to
talk
about. Well, do you have the specifics of how they're going to with the experiments that led to your current findings?
I'm looking at it. But they're going to kill us. They are going to kill us.
What? Elaborate on this opinion, sir.
Well, first of all, they're nasty.
Yeah, no shit. I know cockroaches are nasty. They're fucking disgusting.
Fucking Revelations
3. They're
going to
come in hordes and eat us. I'm calling it.
That's a fucking Bible quote. Cockroaches are nasty. Thank you so much for your wisdom, wise one. Wild Spartans 2-3.
Dude, seeing roaches is like the worst thing in the world. Like New York City roaches are so fucking big. God.
There is like nothing like the experience I had when I was a small child. I opened a fucking drawer and there's just a cockroach in there when I was looking for scissors, and I just fucking never was the same since.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh man, that shit scares the shit out of me. They're fucking huge.
For sure. For sure. Fucking bigger than your hand. They'll eat it whole.
So basically they were trying to use the poison on some cockroaches and it wasn't working. And they need to go test it in a lab to confirm, but basically the pesticides they were working or the insecticides they were using weren't working properly. And they were like the best ones they could get. They tried a bunch.
Fucking well, Christ. That's not good.
So they're gonna kill it.
I'm not surprised, though.
I'm not surprised either, but, like, those fuckers are already hard enough to kill with the bottom of your shoe. And, like,
well,
I don't
know. You're also not supposed to crush them with the bottom of your shoe either.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? Like, you just go stab them?
How do you get a can of raid? You get a can of raid and you spray them.
These motherfuckers, like, can't survive, like, a raid, but they can survive nukes. I respect it.
They can survive the radiation, yeah, not the blast.
No, they can survive the blast. You're just a hater.
I heard the only reason people say that about cockroaches is because they reproduce so much and so fast.
I mean, the reason
they can't actually survive. Wait. If cockroaches can't survive the radiation, but they reproduce so fast, and let's say they're doused in a bunch of radiation, would they just produce super babies? Because they constantly be reproducing the radiation
the
in their
rad
system.
Roaches from Fallout.
You gotta hope for the right mutations, though, because the mutations might just make them fucking unusable or like unreproducible.
But no. But if so many of them are giving birth at a time, there's so many fucking cockroaches.
Then only the fucking strongest mutations will be left. Shit, you're right.
I know.
This reminds
they'd literally reproduce me super cockroaches.
This reminds me of the 1-10-10 episode where the villain was gonna set off a fucking nuke, and his plan to keep himself safe was he covered himself in cockroaches.
Oh my god, Jesus! I remember that. Holy
I don't remember this.
I very vividly remember that.
Yeah, fuck, like that shit. Like I had repressed that memory, like because my brain didn't deem it important or it deemed it traumatic. I don't know which, but it just this conversation just fucking brought it to the surface, and I'm reeling.
I'm picturing a guy covered in, like, our roach body armor, like, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay. It's like, he had, like, did he have long hair? I feel like he didn't. He had, like, pale-ass
white
skin.
He had, like, bug powers, right?
Yeah, like, his whole thing was controlling bugs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's such what a shitty hell? Superpower.
Are you kidding? Don't fucking talk shit about Ant-Man. He's like Ant-Man, but, like, with every insect ever, dude.
No. Yeah. Ant-Man's main power is not talking to fucking ants. It's shrinking and growing.
But the talking to fucking ants is super useful, though.
Yeah, because he can go to the size of an ant.
Dude, do you know how important fucking bugs are to the ecosystem? You could, like, control world governments
They're
with those
shits.
They're
very important. Does that mean I like them?
No, but, like, if you had the power to control them, like, you're essentially Jesus.
But it's like, it might be, like, practically
Listen, dude,
a good superpower.
Your profile picture is
saying
it. Your profile picture is Eggman. His whole thing was making fucking bugs do his bidding, dude. Like,
dude,
he had bug-themed enemies in every single thing.
But
bug superpowers?
No. Okay, when you say it, like, practically, yeah, it is a good superpower. When you just say, like, oh, what's your superpower? I can control bugs. You sound like a fucking dork.
What would you call that? Like, you know how, like, being able to manipulate ice is cryokinesis, like, fucking all that shit? Would it be, like, insectokinesis? Is that a thing?
I doubt that's a word. I doubt that's a fucking
I don't know.
Word.
It sounds like a superpower, though. So,
but, I mean, it's, like, whatever you're controlling and then kinesis. Huh.
That's such a
bugakinesis.
Bugakinesis. What's the Latin insect word for insect?
Biakinesis.
Biakinesis.
English to Latin.
Who the fuck even knows
Let's
Latin
put
anymore?
It's a dead language.
It's totally dead.
Insectum kinesis. That sounds better. The at the end helps it.
Insectum kinesis. That sounds like a spell, and also fireworks have started.
Simex kinesis. Chimex kinesis. Whatever the fucking bug trends like to Chemix. Chemix kinesis. What the fuck? Did you pronounce that like Chemix? That's a C. C-I-M-E-X. Chemix? That's bullshit.
That sounds like a cereal brand.
Okay, I feel like I've gone on about this a lot, but like fucking C and K are useless. Like just make the K the K sound and make the C the CH sound. Like it's so simple. God. Fucking Christ. Like save
a lot
yourself.
Of the English language is useless.
The X sound is just K and S.
Like, a lot of the times, like, you look at a word, and then you'll pronounce it, and you're like, that's not how it's spelled.
That's not right. One thing that English
not everything should be spelt phonetically, geniuses.
I know, but, like, it's really often
there's like
in English.
Why shouldn't it be certain words, you know, like...
No, but why shouldn't everything just be how it looks?
What?
Wouldn't that make more sense?
That is the
See,
dumbest thing
Diesel,
I've ever
I would be down
no,
for
how
that.
Is it stupid?
Diesel, I'd
Wouldn't
be down
for
that.
Sense?
Dude, I'd be down for that if English followed its own rules of fucking prefixes and suffixes, which it fucking doesn't. It doesn't! It fucking doesn't!
What do you mean?
Fucking the prefixes just change all the goddamn time. They change meanings. People make shit up all the fucking time.
People make up new words. That doesn't mean that the rest of the rules.
No, they make one thing mean something like other than commas, it usually does, and then it fucking sticks, like, and it doesn't follow the rules anymore.
No, quite. I want to know Diesel's reasoning.
Okay.
Why the fuck he thinks that it's... Why shouldn't words
be
sound the way they look?
Be spelt the way they look? What do you mean?
Like, why... Like, be spelt phonetically, yeah. Like,
yeah, why is it not...
Like, they should sound the way they look on the paper or whatever, and
well,
they should...
Okay, here's the thing. That a lot of the English language, right, the words that it comes from and it's based off of, right, to mean a certain thing, is based off the roots of different words from different languages that are much older than English.
Then why don't we just speak those languages?
Because we develop new languages to be better speaking Latin.
Exactly, though. That's my point. English, like, it is the way it is, but it is that way because it was fucking...
Now we might speak Martian.
Dude, fucking... No, the point is English was, like, English upon its inception was a horribly cobbled together piece of shit held together by duct tape and fucking sheer willpower. And the willpower that the... And the man who was holding it together was fucking dead! I saw this fucking thing on Tumblr once, and it was like, English... Listen, fucking English, like, roots around in your fucking back pockets, like, it mugs you in an alleyway, and then it mugs other languages for fucking spare words.
That is how languages work. That's how all languages
work. Why is English the worst at it, though? Why?
I don't know. I think there's some other languages that do a really lazy job translating the words to theirs, but, like... What does it matter? Like, that's just how they pronounce the word. Like,
how the fuck are you supposed to say poop sock in a different language? Like, you cannot convey the feeling behind that in anything other than English.
I can't even convey the feeling of what a poop sock is in English. Are you kidding me?
Poop sock.
It's where
but
people
like,
poop.
In Japanese, right, they don't say cheese, they say chizu. They just put a U at the end of it. That's it. But it's still the word cheese.
Alright, guys, here's poop sock in Spanish.
Go sit in the caca.
I can't speak Spanish. Diesel, how was my pronunciation? How bad was my pronunciation?
Diesel can't speak it either.
Oh.
He's just as shit as us.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, look at the Puerto Rican guy to speak Spanish.
I think he speaks
okay,
Japanese
sorry, the fucking person that comes from a Spanish speaking
more Japanese than Spanish.
The person who comes from a Spanish speaking family, I asked them if they know Spanish. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know Spanish.
Spanish-speaking family!
Yeah, but he's from California.
My grandma's really fluent in Spanish, actually.
Oh, for real?
I am not, yeah. She learned it in college.
That's kind of dope.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So.
I speak Minecraft Villager.
Very useful.
It is, dude! When you're like, I want a mending book, you go...
And more importantly, when you want a meme on a stream for 5 minutes straight. Brandon doesn't do it, right? His accent
Shut
is all
up.
Botched up.
He's off, yeah.
I am off. I'm slightly off. Okay, can we talk about the cockroaches of social media, Diesel?
So you mean teenagers?
Yes.
I could go on and on all day.
I won't be one of the year, so I'm safe.
So allow me to set the scene, right? You guys might have seen the videos on Twitter of teens in supermarkets opening up products, defacing them by licking them, consuming portions of them, and then putting those portions back into the container.
Yeah.
Placing it back on the shelf for some poor unsuspecting citizen to buy and consume their weird
one of them got caught.
Teenager juice. Yeah.
Teenager juice.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So they identified one of the women involved, right, who had started this. And she now faces a second-degree felony charge of tampering with a consumer product with a punishment of up to 20 years in jail. So do not go do this. I think that's pretty much a given. But this is fucking gross anyway.
What kind of asshole do you have to be to do this anyways?
They're literally doing it for clout.
Like,
all
like
that
what
for
the
a
fuck?
Drop of clout.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go lick some fucking ice cream for clout. Like, how stupid are you?
I don't know why. You know, I really don't know why they would do this. But there's one where a chick, like, opens up a thing of mouthwash and then spits the mouthwash back into the mouthwash. And I get that mouthwash is probably still fine, but, like, that's so gross. That's so fucking gross.
Yeah, what
you
the fuck?
Don't do that.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Fucking spitting and shit. Like, God, nobody wants that. Like, imagine if that was your stupid ass buying that. You wouldn't appreciate it, you asshole. God.
See, the thing is, it's like, they don't care. They don't realize the implication of their actions.
Stuff like that just always annoys me, because it's just like,
these motherfuckers ain't old enough to, like, have the concept of object permanence.
You have became a social media sensation for all of 2 fucking seconds, because no one cares about you, generic fuck. No one cares. All you do is do everything everyone else did, which was spit in fucking food and products. That's all you fucking did.
At least have the charm like Filthy Frank when he threw spaghetti at, like, just thinking of the clip where he just walks up to like 2 random girls, he's like, "You're fucking ugly." Like, it's literally the same shit, it's just ironic.
It's so fucking generic, though. It's like these people are clout chasing.
There's no personality. My problem isn't the fact that you're inconveniencing someone else. I love just fucking ruining someone's day. I'm a terrible person. That's a lie. But it's just like, you gotta have personality about it, you know? That was a joke, guys. That was a joke, guys. Guys, it was a joke.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, yeah. My God. Look at hold on. Let me get this. Probably seen this video, but I'm gonna send it to you anyway.
Which one is it?
This is the one with the mouthwash.
I haven't seen the mouthwash one.
I saw like a couple ice cream ones.
Yeah, I saw this one.
I saw like it passing in my Twitter feed, and I was like, I don't want to watch that.
I don't know why, but the only people that have been reporting on this are people like Paul Joseph Watson and the Daily Caller. I don't know why it's only been like very Republican people reporting on this.
Yo, what a fucking diva! You just fucking open the mouthwash and drink it. Honestly, you know, wait a second. Hold up. I think this is just staged.
You think this is staged?
I think this one is staged,
no
yeah.
No fucking way. Which one do you think is staged?
The mouthwash one.
Why?
Because they have fucking plastic on them to not open them, and then you open it up and sometimes there's plastic underneath the cap. There was no plastic on this.
They might have just taken it off.
They might have done
unless they took
takes.
It off beforehand. It'd make more sense to fucking fake it, though.
What do you mean? So you're saying they bought that mouthwash after?
Maybe. They could have bought it before and brought it in.
Okay, but what about the one where they put the ice cream? So you're saying they bought all these products, right?
No, I'm just saying the mouthwash one. I'm not saying the ice cream one. I'm just saying the mouthwash one looks more
staged. Because
there's
someone who is legitimately being charged with a crime because of this.
No. The ice cream ones look more real, but the fucking mouthwash one looks pretty fake. Also, I just want to say that it's really funny that the tweet right under this says, it says, "You might also like Donald Trump. Happy 4th of July."
This guy.
But like, it. How much of like an insensitive dick do you have to be like, I'm just gonna go fucking ruin someone's day?
Apparently, very. Here you go. Here's the full thread from one of the original guys. He's
this
at
guy
Day
just
Shawn
looks
Mendes.
Brain dead.
Wait, where's the original tweet? It's right. Not fucking.
Yeah, it's you bottom.
Look,
the,
you oh, this guy. This one. Sorry, it was the same video, so I got confused.
Oh yeah,
my
an
brain's
officer
very small.
Came up to talk to him.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Oh my God.
I think this guy's in Team 10
now. You guys are
now.
About to learn something very fucking amazing.
How does he open it real nice? Like, he just opens it so smoothly.
Apparently, there's no way this guy is in Team 10. Why does this thing say Team 10?
Because
we can check the site. We can check the site.
So, Team 10 has completely fallen apart, and the only original member left is, I'm pretty sure, Jake Paul.
I think Anthony kid.
So you're saying that this guy is a new Team 10 member? Because he has that listed in his bio.
I mean,
there's
Jake
like
Paul,
a fuck ton of no
him
names
and Jake
in Team
Paul
10.
Got the same energy, dude. Look at their fucking faces. They both got the same vibe.
The fucking Team 10 website is not secure anymore. That's kind of cool.
Wait, Team 10's website isn't secure anymore?
Yeah, no, Google Chrome comes up with a pop. He's like, are you sure you want to continue?
I'm not surprised in the slightest.
Unsafe. I'm going there. It just goes to their Instagram now. It's not even a fucking... God.
Yeah, actually, I don't even... Their website...
They don't even have a website anymore. That's amazing.
This guy also has a YouTube channel. This Lars guy. Which is very interesting. So I guess we're just going to put him here on blast.
He fucking deserves it.
He has a video... Did he actually... No, he didn't. I can't tell what this man's deal is.
Yeah, I don't think the Team 10 website exists anymore.
Wow, this guy has only 6,000 subs. What the fuck?
I don't
really?
Think this guy is in Team 10 because he makes videos making fun of like those people. But like, you know,
he
what?
Is one of those people.
I literally can't tell. I can't like the parody and like sincerity has just, I can't tell the difference anymore.
His most popular video is just called Me and My Dog, and it's him fucking just dancing.
Is he parody?
I can't tell.
Wait! Yo, is this the fucking, like, dude from Vine who just, like, fucking plants on his back and makes his dog freak out?
I don't know who this is. Look at this picture of him.
Oh my god, it is!
That photoshopped.
No, fuck!
Dude, what's wrong with him? He looks like fucking Slender.
Wait, look at this fucking timestamp. Dude, look at this fucking timestamp.
I can't tell what's real anymore.
Oh my god, we love
that fucking video.
Oh my god, that is him. What do you know?
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
That fucking fall, that can't be how you're meant to do it. Like, just lands
so.
Alright,
so I'm gonna write down this guy's channel for a nice commentary video.
Hold up.
No, I warned
you. I also just want to say, you'd have to be a fucking idiot to record yourself committing a goddamn crime, you fucking morons. Alright. All these fucking people have recorded themselves eating this ice cream. You put up your own evidence on social media, fucking retard. I have thunder outside.
People get really freedom friendly around these parts.
That's only 6 here, so I'm not expecting fireworks for about an hour, most likely. So. But yeah, you'd have to be fucking stupid to post yourself committing a crime on social media.
Or like trying to make a cursed moron. Or like making a cursed video, which is also an understandable reason to record yourself committing a crime, like the one dude who just lined up the cocaine and then just fucking surfed on the table.
What?
I gotta find this.
What? Cocaine surfing? What?
You've definitely seen this.
Bro, why the fuck is there so much thunder outside?
Bro, so, it's 4th of July. What?
Dude, somebody got the trident with the fucking like thunder enchantment that summons that shit down.
Well, I want to put this Lars guy on blast more, right? So James Charles tweeted out, "Imagine licking ice cream or vandalizing a store because you need attention and likes on Twitter." And then for some reason Lars thinks he's worth James Charles's time and day at being an absolute nobody, right? And he's like, "Yeah, next time I'll just Photoshop on some highlighter and call it good." And then responds with that and says, "James just loves shading me. He'll never tweet me because he knows I'd reply with a video of him saying the N-word." Like, wow, you sure showed James Charles. You bodied him by showing him that.
God, like, you don't look like any more of a tool because of it, you fucking loser.
If he had the video, why wouldn't he just tweet it to begin with?
Why wouldn't you just tweet it to begin with? You know?
It sounds
if you're
like
that
an empty
upset
fucking
about James
threat.
Charles and you hate him that much and how he shades you all the time.
God damn.
But there's the cocaine like video I was talking about.
Alright. Guy jumps on a line of coke. Does he just jump up on the table?
Just
on
watch it?
It.
Just watch it.
Alright, I'm watching it.
That's a lot of
baking powder. That's a lot of cocaine. If that was actually coke, I'm sure someone is very upset. But I think
that
it's
was
just
a
flour.
Lot, if that was real coke, that was a lot of coke.
I think it's just flour. Because that's a lot of fucking cocaine. I think it was just flour.
I mean, obviously, yeah, but it's funny.
Imagine if it was real coke and some rich guy just came to fucking assassinate him because he fucking wasted all the cocaine.
Just the fucking sound of his head just smacking the glass table. It's so like he just glides across the table so far, so elegantly. The pelican, a wind god, doth thee crest.
That was deep.
Thanks.
That was mega deep.
It was from the fucking edited Donald Trump through where they took away a bunch of characters, and it's like, the pelican, a wind god. Y'all have seen that.
An earthquake.
Yeah, we're gonna die, aren't we?
I'm expecting it, but...
Yeah, honestly, I'm just putting together my will and last and final testament, what I want my to be done with my body before I head over to VidCon.
Can I make a will on Notepad?
Just fucking, like, leave it in, like, the house just in case, like, they have, like, your fucking whoever's left has to go and get it.
Just put it in a sticky note. If I'm not back by X date, I am dead. Here is my will.
It's so fucked up. Why'd you laugh?
It's my life! I'm joking about being dead!
No,
shit.
No, that's so fucked up. Why'd you laugh, quit?
I have all the right.
No, I'm... Never mind. Fucking...
You're ragging on yourself?
Yes! I always say, why'd you laugh, quit? That's so fucked up.
Man, it's a really depressing, self-defeatist attitude going on here today.
No, bro, it's ironic.
4th of July.
Bro, it's fucking ironic, dude. I'm defeated. Like, chill, bro. Bro, it's ironic, dude. It is dude.
Freedom Day, okay? This is the day that we
beat England. I have the freedom to be depressed. Okay,
so fucking, I saw an AMA on fucking Reddit today, and it was like, people who start firing off fireworks the day before 4th of July. Why? And I didn't want to read it, because I didn't want to get in the minds of those sick fucks. I need help.
No, I want to read that because some motherfuckers are doing it yesterday.
Exactly, like the days leading up to it. I was like, I don't want to be in your head. I just want you to stop. God. Fucking sleep, cunt.
It's like, yeah, it's close to the 4th of July. I get it, but it ain't, motherfucker.
I get it. You're horny for freedom, but just like fucking hold. Keep it tucked.
What'd you say, Diesel?
What about after the 4th of July?
It's also annoying because it ain't the 4th of July no more.
What if you buy a lot of fireworks, right? Don't use them all, and now you got to use them up.
I fucking knew people, like, not new people, but, like, there were, like, people that used to fucking in my neighborhood who would just fucking shoot those shit weeks after 4th of July. Weeks! Just because it was still July.
I think if you buy a bunch of fucking fireworks, you're like, damn, we have a lot of fireworks. You fire them all the fucking 4th of July, all right? You don't save any of those motherfuckers. You fire all of them.
You fire every single one of those bitches.
Or you save them for next year. I don't even know if fireworks
will
last.
You can't save them for next year. They'll go bad. They'll stay.
Yeah, exactly. So, use them all the
4th. They won't be ripe anymore.
They won't be ripe. They're like apples.
You pick them off of the firework trees. You better
the fucking like
this is,
the little
this
ash
is
things.
Literally America.
The little ash firework. Things that drop are fucking seeds for firework trees.
Dude, it's literally such an American thing. It's just like, yeah, we have firework trees in our backyard that bloom every 4th of July. It's fucking stupid. Okay.
Who are you calling Pinhead?
Aren't fireworks illegal in like majority of states?
No, not all states. There are some states where you can't get them. Like New York legalized fireworks pretty recently. I think they were made illegal because somebody blew their hand off or something. But that's like
illegal in Cali.
Of course it's illegal in Cali because they don't like fun. That's why they had
it's illegal in Colorado, to be fair.
It's because they don't get, I don't know, they're too high up.
Yeah, they'll just
it
like.
It's illegal, right?
They'll like if you like even bring like a gunpowder to like high enough there, since the oxygen, since like the fucking environment is very just combustible. The higher you go up, they'll just explode in your hand.
But there's less oxygen.
Nope, no, bro, no, bro. Like as you go higher up, like the atmosphere is just made out
I
of
meant
fire,
to say
bro.
Legal,
dude. The atmosphere is like just
meant
made out
illegal.
Of fire when you get to
yeah.
the top.
Of
that's why you gotta build a big
Colorado,
spaceship, bro.
I know.
You got freedom. They're freedom, full of freedom there.
Yeah, and you're full of shit. That's funny. I'm funny.
I'm gonna look it up to confirm.
I know they're probably not legal in California. I don't know why. I just believe that, you know.
Yeah, no, that would it wouldn't.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Think, what?
Only fireworks that wait. Only fireworks that don't leave the ground are legal in Colorado. I am surprised.
That's a lot of states, though. Plus,
yeah,
there's ones
yeah,
that
yeah.
like fly in the air. People just use those inappropriately anyway.
Yeah,
yeah
they just
shoot them
even
at
if
each
they're
other.
Illegal, they just fucking use them and shit. But it's like the projectiles is what gets people worried. Minecraft is encouraging this kind of behavior. Can you believe
have
it?
Have you seen like there's like a video of some guys in the hood and they're using like Roman candles?
Yes! And it's just got the fucking distorted Harry Potter music on it.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking going. That's like one of my favorite videos of all time. Fucking legendary.
There's a lot of videos like that, but that's like super dangerous.
That was like
so many fires.
I kind of really want to try it though.
No, me too. I know that's like bad, but like come on, how could you not?
To the kids out there, don't fucking follow in our footsteps. Let us be the idiots for you.
Like a Roman candle was pretty much meant to be used.
Just fucking shoot at other people.
Like I couldn't. I know it's supposed to go up into the air, and that's why it's a big tube. But it's like just the perfect size to hold in your hand and fucking point at something.
Firework
it's like they
legend.
Designed it with that intention. Like,
and it's so colorful. You just want to watch it like fucking nail your friend in the face and scar them permanently.
Jeez. I mean, you're right, but jeez. Fucking no. Kids are like such assholes when it comes to stuff that hurts. Like they'll push the limits so fucking far. Like they'll just be like airsoft guns. That's gonna hurt a lot, but I'm still gonna shoot it at you. Like, your paintball guns, I'm gonna fucking shoot it
VidCon
at you.
Time.
They won't even wait till you're ready.
Aim for the eyes. Aim for the eyes.
We're using Nerf guns, though, not fucking airsoft.
Yeah, that's why I meant, like, Nerf guns.
Imagine if it was airsoft, though.
Fucking gonna have to bring, like, we're gonna Jesus. Have to bring, like,
very painful.
I have to bring a fuck ton of cameras, dude.
I'm gonna, How's it going to work? Do you have plans for how it's going to work?
Yeah, I have an idea. Like, fucking, I don't want to say too much. I'll tell you after the cast.
Free for all our teams.
I would say probably teams.
Diesel!
Call of Duty Perfect. We're stealing the spotlight from them. Jesus.
Loudmouse versus everybody else.
We'll call up our boys at Nerf right now.
Scary.
We'll both just hide behind Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Fucking peek out and just like nail everybody because my aim is incredible.
All right, I'm gonna do some Nerf shopping. Let's go.
All right,
do some.
I feel like you'd get stopped or like security would be like, "What's this in your bag?" And they're like, "Nerf gun."
Oh, I'm just gonna do the same thing. I'm just gonna let Henry fucking take it home because he took like the Nerf gun I bought last time with him.
I'll fucking take them.
Go ahead. You can fucking have mine if you want, dude. Like, there's no way I'm bringing that shit home. My suitcase suitcase is gonna be too filled.
All right. Actually, yeah. I don't even know if I'll be able to take home a big one either. To be fair,
we should probably just get like a bunch of pistols or some shit then.
I really wanted to get one of the big ones.
Then let's get a big one. Fuck it. Like nothing's stopping us.
Hey, look. Last time we were there, we went to a lot of Walmarts. I'm sure you could find something big there.
Oh, there was big ones at all the Walmarts we went to.
Did I bring my big suitcase then? Just in case?
I think you brought like a decently sized one. It was like a new one you got, wasn't it?
No, I did. I brought my big one last time, but I have a medium now and then the large one, and I usually bring the medium for shorter trips because it's only going to be a week. So it was like, oh, I'll just bring the medium one. But if I'm going to be bringing a fucking Nerf gun back, I should probably get
to bring the big one. Just have it half empty when you go there so like, everything can toss around.
Like, I could have just imagined, though, security, like, because you know they x-ray the, what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the TSA, what's in your bag, sir? Nerf gun.
Hella Nerf guns, homie.
Not on a carry-on. Like, that's just plain old stupid. That's how you get arrested.
You'd like put it in your fucking check bag.
The nozzles, like, sticking out of your bag when you go to check it in. They're like, what is this, sir?
Hella Nerf guns, homie. I brought hella Nerf guns on the plane, you know?
Dude, people, if they want to do something crazy on a plane, they're ingenious enough to find a way to do it. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, didn't, like fucking David Dobrik, like, find like have Jason Nash get in a jumpsuit and fucking scream about how he was an escaped convict?
Really? Did that happen on a plane?
All right, gamers,
yeah.
here's
like,
my Nerf
they got kicked
choice.
Out of first class or something.
Nerf and
that's a fucking
Rhino
big boy right
blaster.
There.
$300.
That, Brandon, what? That's $300.
Listen,
it's for the war.
Listen, fucking
expense.
Dude, listen. End Strike Elite Rhino Fire Blaster sounds like a really elaborate sex toy.
It kind of looks like one too.
Yeah, it's got double penetration action, buddy.
Yum. I think.
I
they
think
have a Nerf Fortnite
Diesel,
Super
Diesel,
Soaker Water
this is
Blaster.
The weapon that will win the war.
Wait,
all right.
Wait, there's two options: standard packaging, which is $300,
frustration free packaging.
What the
which
fuck
is
frustration free?
They have a Fortnite
that's
themed
a
rifle for Nerf.
You know, like the really annoying plastics that you're always like, "Why the fuck
clamshell?"
These in packages, yeah, the clamshell type shit. That's what the standard packaging usually is.
Ah,
so
I love how you just your search is full out of Nerf gun.
Yep. I'm ready
There's
for
so
war,
much
dude.
Nerf-related Fortnite gear. Oh my god.
It's
yeah,
kind of genius,
recently
though.
Did, like, a big collab.
Like, that's kind of fucking ingenious, though, because, like, of course kids are going to want fucking, like, the Fortnite gun. Fortnite gun, it's not a SCAR, it's a Nerf gun, guys. Come on.
Yeah, it's not an actual rifle. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
That way they don't have to fucking pay royalties for using the
they
name of the gun in the game.
They have robot Nerf guns and shoot! Like, what the
yeah,
fuck,
yeah, it has, like,
dude?
A remote control.
Got a
they
fucking
like,
AI.
They have like fucking tactics. What the hell?
It's like
it's
the
$4.
Fucking smart. It's the smart pistol from Titanfall. It's genius.
I can buy a PS4 for this much fucking money.
Yeah, but does a PS4 auto shoot Nerf bullets? Didn't think so.
It doesn't auto shoot. It's a remote control.
Does a fucking PS4 remote
it's
control
a drone,
shoot?
Basically.
Didn't think so.
God damn. Oh, I remember these fucking things. They have like a. These little fuckers, like, they're Nerf official laser tag sets. They're actually pretty cool.
Oh, wait, what thing
Nerf
did you just
laser
leak?
Laser tag.
What is the thing that Diesel
so,
linked?
Wait, what did Diesel link?
All right, sorry, I was clicking on the wrong link.
I linked it. It's the bottom one. So it's just like a laser tag game. And I used to have them as a kid, and me and my brother would play it. And basically, it's like just an all-in-one laser tag. The top is, like, the sensor, and then the... You know, you shoot the laser at the
sensor. Oh, yeah. I didn't, like, have a Nerf one, but there's, like, these little bootleg ones we used. I remember the fucking, like, little, like, Nerf vest that looks so shit, but, like, we'd always wear them because we thought it was cool.
They're pretty fucking expensive, though, if you want a whole set of these motherfuckers. But goddamn. Battery. Biggest Nerf guns a man can buy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking this up.
I was looking for the most expensive Nerf guns.
Brandon cares about
Well, I found one that's 500.
I found one that's 600.
Oh, this is 300 now. Wait, link the $600 one. I might have to do some shopping.
Here's the name. It's
Are you just gonna like it's buy? Just you're really gonna stack rare. Up before VidCon.
I'm gonna bring them all there and be like, I'm fucking ready. A whole other bag just for fucking
two check bags
Nerf.
And one's just full of fucking gun-shaped objects. I'm sure that'll go
the
over
dude
well.
Perfect bow and arrow from Nerf. It's $250+.
These motherfuckers are so expensive.
They are.
Nerf is really expensive for what it is. Kind of ridiculous. They just shoot darts.
Nerf Combat Creatures Terra Drone. I can't believe you can buy a Nerf drone.
The cosplay is the U.S.
now.
Fucking.
Oh my god, they have a Nerf drone with a fucking caterpillar tires. Are you kidding me?
Wait, what? It's I think called... I already sent that one.
Did you?
Yeah, it was like the,
It's a Nerf N-Strike Elite Terra Scout Recon. What?
Oh, maybe I didn't send it, but I saw it.
These are literally sex toy names. These are all sex toy names.
Yeah, I did send it.
Is this a sex toy or a Nerf gun?
That's a second channel video idea. I'm writing that down.
Is this a sex toy or a Nerf gun? Why not both?
When I'm at fucking VidCon, I want to record like just a bunch of second channel collabs. So I'm just like writing down every idea I think of, dude. Cannot fucking wait for VidCon.
Why not both, Diesel? That's my question for you.
I mean, everything's a sex toy if you think about it.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Like watermelon.
Ideas list. Is that a Nerf gun or a sex toy?
Obviously, it's a sex toy.
Well, you're going to know that it's a Nerf gun because they have, like, the N on the front of it.
Oh, we'll remove the fucking N. We'll, like, say part of the name of the thing, and then, like, you have to guess
the
off the part.
Longstrike CS6.
Now, that's a sex toy name right there. But that's a fucking Nerf gun, because I fucking had that.
Doomlands right, well, the Judge. What the fuck? It looks... Oh my god, it's so big. What the hell?
Jesus Christ, that looks like it would be in Doom.
Like that, so fucking big.
That's literally the BFG. That's the big fucking gun.
That's really cool. I like that. I mean, it's a little over-designed, but okay.
That's like
that's
some tactical
cool,
shit.
That's cool, Diesel. It's fucking huge.
Oh, homie, like, you can barely hold that. The fucking, like, the trigger is above, like, the cocking mechanism.
See, I'm trying to look for, like, sex toys with names similar to Nerf guns right now, and I'll be real with you guys. I don't think, like, I don't even know if I can say these.
Are they that bad? Jesus.
I mean, it's just like butthole masturbator. It's just like, basically, like I've never heard of a Nerf gun that sounds anything like that.
Basically, you're saying that Nerf comes up with better sex toy names than sex toy companies.
Yeah, because, I mean, Royal Rocket.
That sounds like a Fortnite item.
That does sound like a Fortnite.
Oh, bro, what do you have there? The Royal Rocket. It's gonna destroy them. Like, it's...
Okay.
It sounds like a fucking Fortnite item.
Tell me if this is either a sex toy or a Nerf gun. Magnus's Sheath.
That's totally a fucking sex toy.
Yep. It's on fucking Bad Dragon.
Yeah, I knew it was from Bad Dragon.
I was like, what
sheath,
kind of...
And I'm like, sounds
yeah,
like
I was
Bad
like,
Dragon
what
thing.
Kind of Nerf toy can be called Sheath?
They made, like, swords
like,
for a while. Did they
Bad
still
Dragon?
Make those? No, fuck
yeah,
it.
They stopped
Nerf!
Making. I think they stopped making the swords because
Nerf
can bind each other with it.
Yeah, Nerf made melee weapons, but like fucking like kids would just beat the fuck out of each other with them.
Yeah, like they made like they weren't even soft foam; they were hard foam melee weapons.
Yeah, no,
so was,
like I remember like
it was
fucking around with them, like
hitting
was,
them
like,
with wood.
Like they were like like covered in a thin layer of like soft foam, but like the center was like hard.
Okay, is this
solid.
A sex toy or a Nerf gun? Assgasm penis ring.
Okay, that's a Nerf obviously gun. I'm going to go with a Nerf gun.
That's
Diesel.
A Nerf gun. Easy. Easy.
Jesus.
I'm still doing this video. It's too much fucking fun, dude. It doesn't matter how obvious it is.
Oh my god. I just wanted to say that because it sounded so ridiculous.
This is what we call a stroke.
Oh my gosh. Dude, there's like, there's some weird shit for sex toys.
Who would have thought?
Welcome to the world of sex toys.
We truly do live in a society.
We need to stop saying that. It's getting on my nerves.
You are the one who fucking perpetuates it the most on this goddamn podcast.
Stop it. We don't live in a society. I take it back. I take it all back.
We live in a commune now.
We live in Earth.
Not on the 4th of July. We don't live in a commune.
We live in freedom!
We live in church on July 4th. And we preach American values like not kissing until marriage.
Yes, just like that.
Grow the find.
That's not an American value anymore.
What happened with Daniel Cohen? Did she kiss and get pregnant or something? I heard that happened.
She kissed and got pregnant? Holy shit! What is this?
So she did the fucking fake pregnancy thing. That was a publicity stunt. This time, it's actually a little more serious because there's legal stuff involved. So her boyfriend, Mikey Tua, a fucking 17-year-old, and you know how she's like apparently 13 when she says she's 15?
Yeah.
So fucking her boyfriend's parents took away all of his socials because they found out some info about Daniel like that made them not support the fact that they were dating, and I think it was the fact that she was 13, so they don't support Mikey's relationship with her anymore, so they don't want them dating. So fucking Mikey's trying to get himself emancipated so he can make the decision, but the dad's like, if he does that, he's probably going to go to fucking jail.
Hold on, wait. So he's how old?
He's 17.
He's 17. And she's 13.
Whoa.
Supposedly.
17,
I don't, like,
17 and 13?
Yeah, I mean, like, supposedly, like, she's... she says she's 15, but, like, no one knows because there's evidence that says that she might be 13.
Okay,
I
so then
know.
This guy's an idiot, right? Because that would mean that she's been lying to him the entire fucking relationship about her age. Like,
yeah, how the fuck would you not figure it out when you pick your girlfriend up from fucking middle school?
She's like fucking homeschooled. She doesn't do that shit. She's been a child star forever.
He should be fucking furious that she was lying to him, if that's the case. Because it sounds like he just found out, too.
No, he's trying to get emancipated so he can stay with her.
You're a fucking stupid guy, all right? Dummy.
Look, 15 or 13, damn, does she have a very, like... sexually explicit Instagram. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, that's why it's fucking weird. Like, there's been a hella commentary videos made on her because it's strange as shit. Like, the amount of stuff that, like, her mom, like, is letting her post and whatnot. It doesn't matter how old, like, if she's 13 or 15, it's still fucking weird.
It's very, it's like, I don't know. I think the parents of the guy should at least step in and be like, no, like, him getting emancipated is just gonna be
That's what they're doing. Like, he's fucking, like, Danielle's like been raging on Twitter calling like his parents shit because like they took away his socials and they're saying they don't want him to date her anymore because it could get him in trouble. Like, his parents are stepping in.
If he gets emancipated, he's going to be arrested for pedophilia.
There's no way he's getting emancipated. He has no fucking grounds to do it on.
Yeah, he has no grounds to do it.
He would be fucking arrested.
We probably should say this, but emancipation is when like you're a minor and you become like legally responsible for yourself even though you haven't reached the age of maturity, so like you become freed from like your parents and whatnot, so and you're like basically recognized as being able to take care of yourself.
Is the boyfriend also an influencer, or is it just
he is?
Well, that would make sense.
That's so fucking scary.
But like, he doesn't, like, if he did get emancipated, I'm pretty sure his parents would have to give him socials back as well, so that could be part of it.
17 and 13, what the fuck?
I would never let my daughter post this shit on social media. What the fuck is this? This shit is crazy.
Nuts.
I've never paid attention to Daniel Cohen. I'd seen the titles of commentary videos and then went, oh no, another Instagram person. And then I went on with my day.
She's 13 and she's posting this shit, dude?
13 or 15. I have no idea either way. It doesn't really change much because it's
fucking
bad. No,
either way, it's fucking... Oh my god, dude. Stop.
Bang Energy, could you stop, you know, like putting your products on a child? That's weird. Yeah. Holy shit. I honestly don't know what the right recourse here is for, like, action. I mean, obviously, like, if I were the guy, you can't, like, throw your whole life away for a girl that you met and you're 17 years old.
If I was the dude, and, like, let's say she's actually 13. If I was the dude, And I found out the girl I was dating lied to me and said she was 2 years fucking older than she was, and she was 13. I would be disgusted, furious, and hate myself for not fucking noticing.
See,
I don't know how
is,
the fuck if you I, like if she's 13.
What I don't
and you're
know,
still going back.
What I don't know if is I don't know if he already knew or not, or if it is true at all.
If he
like,
knew, that's creepy. But like,
if he knew. It's really fucking weird.
If he's like, maybe he's seen something that like fucking proves that she's 15 that we haven't seen. I don't know.
I don't know. From the way you're explaining it to me, it seems like he had no clue, and he's like, "Well, I still love her, mom and
I
dad."
Know how
yeah,
to
no,
prove
his the no, one thing the one guys, thing that his dad guys, showed that like fucking changed it was like on his own Instagram. He said, "Danny is not 15," and I was like, "Ah,
guys, I have a really good and easy way to prove it. Since her full name's already out there." Just post her fucking ID, censor everything except from the name and birth date. There you go. There's proof. If she's not going to post that, then she's probably 13.
Supposedly, the evidence that she's younger than she says is comes from like her participation in a certain like beauty pageant.
Middle
that,
school
like,
activity.
That was, no, that was beauty pageant that was only for certain age ranges. And like it happened during a date when like she should have been like 14, but she was actually 12 when it happened or whatever.
Wah.
What?
What? So she was 12.
So
before?
Like she, sorry, this is getting confusing. But so like, what? There's like a beauty pageant what? Or whatever, like a competition. Shut the fuck up. That
what?
She. Shut up. Let me explain.
Wait, were they dating when he was 16 and she
no,
was
no,
12?
This has nothing to do with. Like, I don't know when they started dating. Okay, like fucking.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is the evidence that like she might be younger than she says she is comes in the form of like a beauty competition or whatever that only allows a certain age range of people to compete in.
Yeah.
And she was competing in a year where she would have been she would have to have been younger than she says she was to fucking perform in that. To like be in that.
What the fuck, dude? This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. Like it's pretty obvious she's probably not 15. The fact that this even... Like, the fact... There shouldn't be a controversy about your age to begin with.
If the father of the boyfriend said she's not 15, I could take it on pretty good authority that they would know.
Yeah.
Because you know, their kids are dating. Of course they're going to fucking know the parents.
But, like... You know?
Yeah, apparently they found out recently, though, which is why they're making a big hubbub now.
Well, probably Danny's parents were probably in on it, too.
If the dude...
Oh, yeah, Danny's parents, but, like, the dude's parents are just finding
out. If the dude was 17 years old, and she's not 15, right? I think 15 and 17 is already kind of pushing it, but, like, I think it's overall fine. But when it comes to, like, fucking 17 and 13, that is the biggest nope of the fucking century, dude.
Yeah, because I'm thinking back to when I was 17, like...
It's literally dating a fucking that's dating an 8th grader. An 8th grader.
Like, no. Like, people would think you're weird in high school if you did that.
It's dating a fucking middle schooler as a senior.
If you were, like, a junior, senior in high school, and people saw you dating an 8th grader in fucking middle school, they'd think you're weird. Like, there's definitely, like...
That's fucking strange.
I'm not being, like, a social grandma or something. That's just...
It's just weird.
Yeah.
No, even if you were dating someone that's a freshman as a senior, wasn't considered normal.
That was always considered like a little like you're using your seniority to kind of like date.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. No. It's like if you're a senior and you need to go after freshmen, it's like you're just a fucking loser, essentially. Like that was usually like what it was seen as, at least from what I understand.
But I cannot understand how the guy is just like. I want to be with her still,
no,
even though she's fucking 13.
It's because he's a young guy. Like, he's not going to...
Bro.
That's
nasty.
12.
That's nasty.
But he doesn't, like, think that in his head, you know? Like, I think he genuinely was actually duped by, like, her.
No, yeah, I think he was duped, too.
I would hope so. I would hope he was duped.
I would hope he was.
If I was suddenly told, that girl you were dating, by the way, she's 2 years younger than she actually is, she's 13, I would be like... That's fucking disgusting. I would be disgusted.
I would cut my dick off on the spot, quite honestly.
Like, it's just such a disgusting fucking age. Like, you don't want to be involved with it at all. It's
yeah,
just
fuck
like,
13-year-olds, dude. I fucking hate those little cunts. Fuck 13-year-olds. Disgusting
they don't even
age.
Pay taxes.
Fuck that entire age group.
No, but it's just like, it's like, by the way, babe, I'm 13. I'd fucking jump out the window.
Oh, by the way, babe,
I wouldn't know what to do. Yeah. At 17, I would fucking freak out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But he wants to get emancipated so he can be with her still? What the fuck, bro?
So now he can, like, adopt her as his dad.
Bro, as they say, you posted cringe. You're going to lose subscriber.
He's getting fucking arrested. Holy shit.
How long have they been dating or, like, been around? Like,
I have no clue. I think it's been, like, I feel
a
like...
week.
They it's honestly been like, feel like they were manufactured, like they were pumped out of some weird,
it's,
like,
it's been a while. They've at least been dating since, like, 2018, I think, because, like, there was that really infamous video of her trying on Halloween costumes that were, like, adult-themed and having him rate them.
That's weird,
no,
dude.
No, I don't fucking like this, dude. Holy shit.
Use her fucking account to track down pedophiles.
Fucking, like, it's researching, so like, the, weird. Like, honestly, like, researching the video for this, like, researching for the video that I was making of this was so fucking uncomfortable.
It's so weird. Like, I get it if you were duped, and then you're like, I want nothing to do with you, but wanting to go back after you were lied to, and then also, it wasn't even like, by the way, I cheated. It was, I'm 13 years old. Like, what the fuck? Just 1 year younger, and she's not even a teenager.
What also weirds me out more is, I think I'm more bothered by, like, the parents' roles in this. You know? Especially for Daniel Cohen's parents.
Yeah,
they
her
just,
fucking
they
parents
probably collect
are
a lot of money from her.
She has just, like, a mom, apparently, now. Like, I've watched some of the Q&As they did together, and, like, her mom's, like, really fucking passionate about all the shit.
It's probably because she collects a lot of money from her kid.
Yep.
You know? She has every single reason to let her daughter do whatever the fuck she wants, you know? Or hand off her daughter to, like, an agent who will handle it all anyway for her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because they probably have an agent or a publicist or something that gets them, like, what they want and the sponsors and all that, you know? So it would make sense. Like, there's really, like, if the mom seems okay with this, of course she would be okay with that, you know. But it's awful. It is awful. This is fucking weird, dude.
God damn.
Fucking Christ. It's shit like this, dude. It's shit like this. I have to pee.
Happy 4th of July.
I have to pee.
What defines America more than fucking shit like this, dude? Honestly.
What the? No, don't say that!
Don't say that. This is not American values.
Fucking.
There's like three Americans here saying it's fucking wrong and weird!
I'm sorry, I was thinking of fucking medieval 1600s.
The 1600s?
America didn't exist!
Fucking, like, the king's like, oh, I would like to shag a 5-year-old, yes.
We never had a king.
I'm talking like medieval times now, pre-Renaissance.
Okay, that's Europe. These are
yeah.
European
no, I said I, no. I said like my bad. I meant that, not American.
What is this app that she is promoting on her page?
I don't fucking know.
I'd prefer
it's a fitness
not to look
app.
At it.
Chris Hansen.
Oh, the MacFit shit.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's like an app and also like a fucking company that works with a bunch of influencers to fucking like build their bodies in like the most sculpted way or whatever.
That's interesting. Let's find out what they actually provide on their app.
That could be a good video.
The data being stolen.
I think I might do that.
Fuck, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Diesel well, took the video. Alright, how much time we got left? Is there an SCP we can talk about in the remaining minute?
Have I talked about the couch SCP?
Which was that?
No.
Oh, it's the couch that's a portal to an island where all the species on the island indigenous to it are just pieces in it, like fucking sentient, not sentient, but like living pieces of furniture animals. Apparently the mattresses are the top predator in that environment. And there's like these
I have heard about this.
There's these little cushions that are like grow very fond of an explorer who went there. And the couch was gotten at an auction. There's another one that's like a van that's like it gets rid of bugs and shit. Its whole thing is just being an exterminator, and it will assimilate pretty much anything into its bug stopping abilities. It's pretty great.
Like what?
I gotta look at it again. I have it on like my fucking list of SCPs that I like. Let's see. Bug bashers.
I can't remember
like
any SCP-420J. 420 J, what does he do?
Yeah, it's a magical blunt.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it actually showed up in Bung's confinement series.
Is it really?
Yeah. It, like, I think it can transport them to different dimensions. I think that's what it does.
That's fucking amazing.
Oh, fucking right.
No, it is. You're right. Okay, wait. I gotta read this shit now. Fuck.
SCP-489 is a roughly dome-shaped conglomerate mass consisting entirely of objects used to kill or repel insects. Each item is capable of independent autonomous movement, though they usually move along the ground as a whole when in motion. As of June 17, 2013, SCP-489 measures roughly 5 meters in height and 8 meters in diameter at the base. There is a badly damaged transit van in the center of the mass, which contains a human skeleton sitting in the driver's seat. The skeleton's rib cage has been crushed. A faded scratch logo can be seen on the right side of the van, which reads, "Extreme Extermination Services. It will bash any bug, big or small." And there's a list of specimens that, like, the fucking thing has, like, inside the van in its collection.
Dude, the fucking SCP-420J literally sounds like the star of a cartoon series. Like, it'd be like a guy with his best friend, a blunt, that just travels the world in other dimensions. Like, it sounds like it's a great cartoon pitch.
Yeah. Rick and Morty bit?
That would be a good Rick and Morty bit.
It sounds a lot like Rick and Morty.
I'm surprised nobody's tried to profit off of the whole SCP thing yet, like, in Hollywood.
It would be a fantastic fucking, like, cartoon series. That's why I'm so glad Bung's doing it, because it's great.
It's in good hands with Bung.
You know what you know what I saw recently, though? I saw a book filled with other people's work, right? It was just a book of creepypastas in a book at Barnes & Noble.
That's amazing.
You realize they took those people's work and are now profiting off of the stories other people wrote.
Yeah, I know. I say are amazing in the most sarcastic way possible. It's fucking trash.
What is that? Like the, what is it? Like the something in Vine book?
Oh, the Vine and Milk.
Oh, yeah, that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. That Vine book that's just like poetic reinterpretations of vines.
At least that one tried a little bit. Not much, but
that one
a little
did
bit.
Try a little bit. This one was just straight up a book.
Anyways, we've crossed the hour mark. You guys want to wrap it up here?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Loudmouse Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, and pretty much anywhere else you look for podcasts. Again, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram @loudmouse_. Follow us at our individual accounts, and we will see you guys next time.